Pippa is going to come up and read for us Isaiah chapter 60. And we're just doing a new two-part mini-series on the theme of Advent. And so I'm going to hand over to you, Pippa, and then Nathan will preach.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
My name's Nathan. It's very nice to meet you, if I've not met you before. Do come and say hi afterwards. And this morning, we're going to be looking at Advent. Now, who here has got an Advent calendar? Nearly time, not quite time to open them yet. Yeah. Great. Advent calendars, they tell a story, don't they? So you've got the little boxes, and you get a box, and behind it there's a picture of, it could be a cow, and then there's another one of a sheep, and one of an angel, and it tells a little story. It tells the Christmas story. I brought my Advent calendar along with me today to show you, and it's a little bit different to most Advent calendars. It is quite a lot larger, and it's only got six boxes. And today, we're going to cheat. We're going to open all the boxes all in one day, even though it's not even December. My Advent calendar tells a story as well. It tells the story of Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. And Isaiah is a story said to the Lord's lost people. So, can I have a volunteer? Someone to come and open box number one. Anyone? Come on in. Can you reach?
Yeah.
And just tell us what it is that you see.
A sad face.
A sad face. Brilliant. Thanks, Charlie. Oh, and in the Sherwood family, all good Advent calendars come with chocolate. Yeah, now you want to volunteer. It's a sad face because it's a sad story. The story starts with the Lord's lost people. The Lord had invited his people to live with him in his home, to enjoy all the good things that he wanted them to enjoy, to listen to him, to love him. But they'd ignored him. They'd made a mess of his home. They hadn't listened to him. They hadn't loved him. And so they'd had to leave their home. He'd sent them out of their home. And now they were lost, alone, without their Lord, in a land that wasn't their own, where they didn't really know where they were. It was a bit like being in darkness. That wasn't how it was meant to be. They were meant to be with their Lord, but they weren't. But the Lord had promised that he'd bring his people home one day. It was a great promise. That's the promise of Isaiah. He'd bring his people home to live with him, to enjoy all the good things that he wanted them to have. But they weren't home. They weren't home yet. It was a bit like living in darkness. Can I have another volunteer? Come on then. Come on, Viva. You're working hard today. You open box number two and tell us what it is. Black. Thanks very much. Oh, chocolate. Oh. Good choice. Darkness. Because the Lord's people were living in darkness. How do you feel when it's really dark? How do you feel when it's really dark? We can't make it dark in here today, but imagine when the door is completely shut to your bedroom and you can't see anything. When the nightlight is turned out. And the street lamps go off, and the light of the moon hides behind the sun. When you can't see your own hand in front of your own face. When you don't know where you are, and you're stumbling around and tripping over things that you can't see. Alone, scared, helpless, hopeless. The Lord's people were in darkness. Not real physical darkness, but they really were alone. They really were scared. They really were helpless. They really were hopeless. They were like people fumbling around in the dark, tripping over things in a place that they didn't know, with no way back to their home to live with their Lord. And to these people, lost in the darkness, the Lord spoke. And he said, let's find out. Can I have another volunteer? Come on. Open box number 3. Brilliant. Do you know what that says?
Shine.
Brilliant. Shine. Well done. Yeah, I have a chocolate. Thank you very much. Twix. Interesting choice. To the Lord's people lost in darkness, he said, shine. Can you see that in verse 1 of your Bibles? Arise, shine. And shining, like darkness, is a picture. People don't normally shine, do they? But in the book of Isaiah, to shine means to be like the Lord, to love what he loves, to do what he says, to listen to his voice. But they didn't. They didn't seem to be able to. That's why they were living in darkness in the first place, because they didn't listen to the Lord. They didn't do what he said. They couldn't shine. And so they'd had to leave their home. They could try to shine out in the darkness, but they wouldn't manage it. They'd fail like they always had. The Lord's people stumbling around on their own in the dark couldn't just shine. Let's give it a go. I've asked Zoe, to come and be my volunteer. Zoe, if you just come and stand here for us. And Zoe, I would like you please to shine. That was lovely, but you didn't shine, I'm sorry. Zoe, thanks very much. Have a seat. People don't just shine. The Lord's people stumbling around on their own in the darkness couldn't shine. Shine, that's the first thing that the Lord said to his people. But it's not the last thing. The second thing that we see, and this is the main thing, is the Lord's people were told, shine because you've seen the light. Shine because you have seen the light. Can you see that? Look back down at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The only way a man lost in darkness is going to be able to shine is if you give him a light. The only way the Lord's people lost and alone in the darkness would be able to shine is if the Lord gave them light. And that is exactly what God promised. He promised he would bring a light. Not just any old light. This light would be a wonderful light. Because this light would be the light of the Lord's rescuer. Just before the Lord spoke and said, arise, shine, you can look back in your Bibles to chapter 59, verse 20, and the Lord promised he would send a redeemer, a rescuer. The Lord would send a rescuer. And the people were waiting for this rescuer, who in verse 1 would bring light. And so the story of the Lord's people lost and alone in the darkness carried on with them waiting for the rescuer to bring light. They waited like a man lost in the darkness of thickest night who doesn't know his way home, waits for the sun to rise in the morning so he can see. They waited for the Lord's light. They waited like you and I wait for Christmas, counting down the days until it's nearly there. Is it nearly there? Is it nearly there? They waited for the light. They waited like we wait. You know when you wake up on Christmas Eve and you wake up in the middle of the night and it's still dark, and you can't get out of bed yet and go downstairs, and you're waiting for the light in the morning. They waited. They waited for the light. They watched, and they waited, and they waited some more, and they waited some more. And then, one day, in a city called Jerusalem, in a temple, a man called Simeon picked up a baby, held the baby in his arms, and looked at the baby and said, my eyes have seen your salvation, a light. A man called Luke wrote down what happened, and he was very careful to write down the baby's name, because the baby's name was Jesus. Who can come and open box number 4 for me? Come on in. Bonnie. Oh, sorry, yeah. That's what it is?
A baby.
A baby. Well done. You interpreted my drawing. Good job. A chocolate. Yeah. a baby. That's what we wait for to celebrate each Christmas, isn't it? We open our little boxes on our advent calendars, maybe you get a chocolate, maybe you get a picture. And what's behind the last box? What's the picture of? Shout it out. It's a baby, isn't it? It's the baby Jesus behind the last one. The baby Jesus was God's rescuer who brought light, finally come into the darkness, finally arrived. And he was bringing light to people lost in complete darkness. Can you imagine how wonderful it would have been to see the light, to see Jesus? Can you imagine being lost in the dark? You can't see your hand in front of your own face for years. And then a light comes. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how wonderful it would have been for God's people to see Jesus? Well, we can. When we read about him in the Bible. When we read about Jesus in the Bible, we see him. We've seen the light. Like the Lord's people, we too, we were made to live with God, with our Lord, in his home, enjoying all the good things that he wants us to have, listening to him, loving him. But just like them, we've ignored him. We didn't listen to him, didn't pay any attention to what he said. And so we were separated from him. We were alone, helpless, hopeless, in the dark. But Jesus, the rescuer, the light, has come and we have seen him. We've seen the light. We've seen the rescuer. Jesus came to rescue us and to take us home to be with our Lord, back with him. He's come, he's rescued us, if we're trusting him, but he's gone now. He's gone ahead of us, he's gone home. And we're on our way to being with him soon. And so now, we still live in the darkness. We live in a world that doesn't know God, that doesn't listen to him, that doesn't love him. But we've seen the light. We're no longer alone, helpless, hopeless. And so, we can shine. We can shine because we've seen the light. Zoe, come on back up. And Zoe, I'm going to give you one more chance to shine. There you are. Right. Probably don't point that at anyone. Zoe can shine because she's seen the light. The Lord's people lost in darkness couldn't shine, but we've seen the light, so now we can shine. Zoe, thank you very much. I'll take that from you. Help us after a chocolate if you'd like, Zoe. We can shine because we've seen the light. Even though we live in the darkness, we can live like our Lord wants us to. We can love what he loves. Because we've seen the light, our rescuer, Jesus. And I think there should really be an extra box on our advent calendars. You get up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you get up to 25. I think it should be box number 26. Because Advent is about waiting. But we've already seen Jesus. So we wait to celebrate about Jesus at Christmas. But we're still waiting. We're still in the dark. We're not home with our Lord yet. We're still waiting. But we wait differently now. We shine because we've seen the light. And as we live like this, as we shine, others will see the light. Can I have one more volunteer? Can you open box number 5? This is a tricky one, and try and tell us what it is. It's tricky because of my drawing. What can you see? Do you know what that is? A moth, yes. Brilliant, well done. Definitely have a chocolate. Help yourself. It's a candle and a moth. Right, can you guys see that? A candle and a moth. Because, like a moth is drawn towards a flame, people are drawn towards what is different. And so when we live differently to everybody else, when we love different things to everybody else, when we listen to someone else, to everybody else, when we're different, people will be drawn to us like a moth towards a flame to come and have a closer look. And as they come closer, it's like they're seeing us shine in the dark. And they come closer and they see us shining, and they see that we're not really shining at all. The light isn't ours. What they're seeing is Jesus' light. We shine because we've seen the light. We aren't special. And so people come and they look at us, and what they see is the light of the rescuer who came into the darkness to rescue us, to take us home. And as they see the light of the rescuer, they too might be rescued. They too might start to shine. They too might join us on our walk home. And in the darkness of blackest night, little pockets of brightness grow and build as more and more of the Lord's people shine as they walk home towards the Lord's home. And this, box number five, this is as far as we've got in the story. This is where we are today. We are the Lord's people. We live in darkness still, but we've seen the light, and so we shine. And as we shine, our classmates, our friends, our colleagues, our housemates see our shining and come and see the light of the rescuer Jesus. And so they might join us on our walk home. Right, we've said we are part of God's big story. This is the story of Isaiah. We saw that because the Lord's people hadn't listened to him and had rejected him, they'd had to leave their home with him. They were now living in darkness, in blackness, away from their Lord, alone. The Lord had told them to shine, but they couldn't. They couldn't shine, live like him. And so the Lord had promised that he would send a light, and he did. He sent the light of the rescuer, Jesus, and we have seen the light. And so now we can shine because we're going home to be with our Lord. We've seen our rescuer and we're going home. But that's not where the story ends. One more box. Box six down there. Because Advent isn't just about waiting for Jesus. It's not just about getting to box number 25 in your Advent calendar. Advent is about waiting to go home to our Lord. One day we'll be there. One day we'll be with our Lord. We will enjoy all the good things that he wants us to enjoy. It'll be better than chocolates. One day we'll love him. We'll listen to him like he wants us to. We'll be there, home, safe with our Lord at last. We will shine. And he will get rid of all the darkness and all the blackness, and he'll gather all of his people home. And there'll be no more night, no more hopelessness, no more helplessness. We'll be safe. But for now, shine, because you've seen the light. And as we shine, others will come and join us. Should we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus, your rescuer, to bring us home to be with you fully, finally, and forever. Thank you that though we live in the darkness, we have seen the light. Please help us to live like you say, to shine. And please, with others, come and see Jesus' light too as we do so. We can't wait until we're with you forever. Please bring us home soon.